Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobar dan, lep pozdrav v terminu za Ereš intervju. Tokrat z nami je ena zelo zanimiva mlada zasedba z Cadika, ki se mi reče Les Rinoceros. Nastopijo danes večer v Menzi pri Koritu. Preden bomo pa začeli s samim intervjujem, bomo pa slišali skladbo z njihovega samonaslovljenega albuma. Skladbi je pa naslov John Wayne, pa dajmo slišati.
Thank you.
takole, zdaj so se mi fanti zelo rhinoceros. How would you pronounce it?
I just usually say lay rhinoceros.
Lay rhinoceros.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably wrong.
Probably wrong?
Probably the wrong way to say it.
So, the wrong way is the right way to say it.
Exactly.
Excellent. So, you know, if I introduced you as a blend of jazz and avant rock, would that be a correct description to your music? This is usually the first question I ask.
We don't really like labels. Mm-hmm. So, that's fine. You could also call us pop. You can call us black metal. You can call us anything. I think it's more of you have to listen to the music to really understand it, and call it your whatever you want.
I introduced you before this song as a band from Cadik, you know, and Cadik, there's lots of various, it's very eclectic label, lots of various artists, different music. But there's some certain aesthetics which you can relate to Cadik label, so is that like a compliment if you are related to Cadik in that way, you know, aesthetically, or would you prefer to be more distanced from the Cadik label, or?
Yeah, I think it's a huge compliment to be on Cadik, and just that whole, just a well-known label, and working with John Zorn.
But you see this like a common aesthetic to all the music that's, or most of the music that comes out on Cadik.
I'm not sure what the question.
You know, the bands that release records on Cadik label seems to follow certain aesthetics.
Right.
So, would you say that that is true? That, I mean, you can kind of notice, you know, when you listen to a record and you can like immediately relate it to a Cadik label.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
Because when I listened, for instance, it was like just 2 days ago when I heard that you were performing tonight, and I listened to your self-titled record, and it constantly reminded me of, I don't know, even like atmosphere-wise, it was, I could compare it to stuff that even John Lurie was doing.
And right.
Then the quieter pieces were, I could relate them to Steven Bernstein.
Right.
So, what was your introduction to this kind of music?
My dad used to play a lot of music for my brother and sisters while we were young, like classical music and a lot of kind of avant-garde jazz. But he'd also play Naked City for us when we used to go to karate class when we were younger. And I remember him saying that we used to scream because it kind of freaked us out, and I used to get nightmares. But I think it stuck with me, and all that music, and just kind of trying to combine everything that I've heard as a kid together into something new.
So this was pretty much what you were exposed to when you were growing up.
Yeah,
no more popular side or stuff like that.
Well, just I was exposed to a lot of different types of music, like everything.
Do you remember some of your like favorite bands from the, I don't know, 10 years ago?
No.
So you got into this more avant-garde stuff really early on?
Yeah.
And it just kind of spoke to you?
Yeah, totally.
You know, when you started a band, this was like 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
It was like 4 years ago.
Yeah. And prior to that, did any of you have any experience music-wise in any other bands or?
Yeah, we both play in a lot of different groups.
I still play in like 6 or 7 other bands.
What kind of bands?
Black metal, like indie pop, noise stuff. But like again, like not to put like, you know, labels on anything, but just like doing whatever you want, kind of. So it's all just kind of like, you know, it's all music. So it's you know what I mean?
So it's all the same thing.
You started playing in these bands before Les Rhinoceros? When was this, like, Because you're still both very young, so...
Yeah, we're really young.
Yeah, so when did you start, you know, working or playing in bands?
I played my first show when I was like 14. I started playing drums when I was like 3 or something.
Yeah, I started studying music when I was 4 years old.
So you're academically trained?
Yeah.
All of you?
I went to percussion school for like a long time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it seems that when you go to academy, music academy, you know, musicians are certain, usually at least it's like that here. It's hard to see them, musicians from academy, to see them into this more improvised or avant-garde context.
Yeah.
So what was that when in your school?
Do they
encourage you to, you know, to go out of this strictly classical box or?
Yeah, I think just they encourage the freedom of expression and just making what we wanted to make, and just art in general.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guitarist and I study at a school in New York called the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music, and they're really into contemporary music and just anything at the school. So I think that's really important.
Right. I saw that you were raising funds, you know, to be able to go on this European tour. Is this your first tour
this
outside
the first...
States?
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's something that lots of musicians or bands don't understand quite. You know, they take tours for granted in a way. But when you started being musicians, were you aware that you will have to invest money to be able to go on tours?
No, not at all.
Mm.
Yeah, I never thought that.
Is it difficult to make a living from music in the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
Mm. And why did you choose to be a musician, just for the love of the music?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me feel better than anything else, really, any part of the world has to offer.
Mm-hmm. And for example, when, you know, John Zoran or Mark Ribot come to Europe, they are treated like these big stars here in Europe, and they say it's totally different to how they are perceived back in the States or New York.
Yeah.
They play in smaller clubs in front of smaller audiences.
Yeah.
But you didn't make a name for yourself for now in Europe, so it's probably quite the same.
Yeah.
You played how many gigs on this tour so far?
Like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. And when you compare impressions, you know, from these 4 gigs, is it comparable to when you play in States?
Yeah, it's so much better in Europe.
Better in what way?
Just getting place to stay, food, everyone's really nice, guarantees. Mm. I don't know, just...
And what's that like in US?
None of it. We don't get any of it. We sometimes don't even get paid.
We never get food.
Yeah,
ever.
Never get food or a place to stay. I never get paid.
And most of the time, promoters just run off with the money.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Kind of disorganized.
Yeah.
So you said that you are studying in New York now. You all live in New York?
I'm in New York and D.C. And John's in Baltimore, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And Amit's in New York, but originally from Israel. So he goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm. And how do you said that you both play in other bands as well.
Yeah.
So when you work as Les Rhinoceros, do you get together before tours, before recording the album? How does that work?
We usually do every couple weeks. We get together in New York at the school and rent one of the practice rooms for the night. But yeah, I think it's really good that we live far away from each other, because when we do get together, it's really special.
Mm-hmm. And how much time do it take, you know, before the tour? For example, when you went on this tour, to go to be able to practice, or is it like a month? Or how does this work when you get together? Is it like for longer periods? Or
Well, we practice every couple weeks, like I said, and so that's been building up, and then we've been getting tighter and tighter throughout time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that whole time has been preparing for this.
Mm-hmm. And when you were recording this record, this is your first record?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you were probably... How did you end up on Tzadik?
When I finished the album, I sent it to a bunch of different labels and sent it to Zorn, and he replied in like 3 days and loved the album and wanted to release it.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't your plan initially to release it through Tzadik?
That was like the top notch for me, but no other label responded.
Mm-hmm. So it's, and how many labels did you send it to?
Probably like 15.
And only Tzadik responded?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a response from anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you know, when you formed the band, in what direction you want to go with this band?
It started as a saxophone and bass duo, just doing improvised music. And then saxophone player freaked out and left the band. And then I got a guitarist. And from there, just kind of changed the lineup. But I wanted to do something that combined everything that I liked, from the classical music to, I don't know, death metal or whatever, and just kind of put all of that together into like a new sound.
Mm-hmm. And the current lineup was the one that recorded the album?
No, current lineup has not recorded the album, an album yet. We're gonna record when we get back from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Because before the interview, when I asked, I think it was your manager, which song to play, or maybe you two were talking among you. You said that this is one of your pieces. So different people made songs for this album, or
what was that? I did most of the composing, and then as a band we arranged the songs and took the music with this group, and we arranged it differently and wrote some more music together.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one more question, regarding that. What's the situation of a young artist, how to make a living from music? I was assigned to do an interview with quite successful Slovenian-Croatian duo. Mm-hmm. And they said that they performed on shows like Jay Leno and Ellen DeGeneres, and they said that every young musicians, when they asked them if they expected this big success, they said that probably every young musicians dreams about this. But you're young musicians, so what do you strive for with your music?
What do you strive for?
To be happy.
And what makes you happy if a show goes well?
Yeah, that makes me happy, and that's definitely like a good thing.
Yeah.
Like a good turnout, and like people coming to the shows and everything is great. But I think just playing, like even like I play the same way in front of 3 people, as in front of like a room full of people, and I think that's important too.
Yeah.
You know?
I also like that that we've been getting really good response on tour, and people like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. When people are nice to us, it makes us happy.
Yeah. I like nice people.
Yeah.
Right.
They're the best.
We like nice musicians.
Yeah, they're the best.
Mm-hmm. So we're kind of running short on time. Okay. Maybe just one more question.
Okay.
I saw on your Facebook you posted that you really enjoy playing with Father Murphy.
Yeah.
On this tour, and that you really like what they do.
Yeah.
Is there maybe some other band that you saw lately that you really enjoyed?
Back
in the States or here in Europe? Or?
I really like this band from Boston called Gorilla Toss.
I don't know them.
They're really good. Very psychedelic jazz noise with a bunch of like guitar, keyboard, bass, drums, saxophone, and someone just making noise. And they're really cool. they're one of those bands that should be on Sonic.
Mm-hmm. And there seems to be quite a strong scene for this type of music, or this type of bands, or similar bands, with noise, avant-garde, psychedelic,
yeah,
in the States.
Yeah, I think New York more, because that whole downtown New York music, like avant-garde scene, it's kind of...
Is it still going downtown? Because I heard some not so optimistic things about it, that it's kind of dying out.
Yeah.
But that might be a good thing, because that means there's going to be a revival, you know? Whenever something
nice.
Is up and down, so...
In cycles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe just one last question. What can we expect from the show tonight?
I'm probably going to crowd surf and stage dive.
So it's important that people turn up to...
Yeah, that'd be really good, or else I'd probably hurt myself.
Okay. So, thank you for the interview.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To so bili torej Les Rhinoceros, ki jih danes večer lahko vidite v Menzi pri koritu. Koncert mislim, da se začne ob 21.30. Torej, skupaj z njimi bojo nastopili pa tudi Father Murphy. Intervju sem pripravil Goran, lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.